Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel defends a 24-hour waiting period regarding abortions in Florida. We filed a major brief at the court. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We have now filed a major brief on behalf of two reputable organizations, the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and the American College of Pediatricians. These two organizations work with women and they work with children, and they are very concerned about this law being challenged. What is now passed by the legislature and being challenged is a law that says if you're going to get an abortion, there is a 24-hour waiting period regarding the informed consent before you can get the abortion. Of course, those that are abortion advocates have filed a challenge, and we have filed a brief in support of the law. Matt, this is common sense. If you're going to have a life-ending procedure, which is what abortion is, that not only affects your life and others, the father and other people that are related, what is the problem with a 24-hour waiting period?
Well, you know what the problem is. The problem is, from their perspective, the Planned Parenthoods of the world and the pro-aborts, the culture of death, those who embrace and love the dismemberment, the live dismemberment of little precious babies, and that's no exaggeration, that the 24-hour waiting period that many women, most women, end up, if they're honest with themselves, regretting taking the lives of their own children. And so they regret their abortions. You know, women regret their abortions. I would say there are studies that show many, many, many women do. So they know that also within that 24-hour period, that many women will, after they think about it, after they've had time to, they will say nope, they'll choose life. So the reason they're objecting to it is because it gives women an opportunity to choose life. They don't want women to choose life. They want to fill their coffers with money from blood money from the death of little babies.
You know, we've heard from a sidewalk counselor who goes out there every day in front of an abortion clinic and talks to these women, and between 20 and 30 lives are saved a month, Matt, because he faithfully goes out there. The women go in there intent on having abortion, and then when they come back and he talks to them and the word of God starts working in their heart, they have time to really think about it. And so that waiting period is critical when they can get, you know, appropriate counseling to really think about what they're doing.
Yeah, 20 to 30 lives a month, he said, on this program at just one abortion clinic.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly why they don't want the 24-hour waiting period. They don't want women to have the opportunity to reflect. They don't want them to be informed about, number one, what's taking place inside of their body, what it looks like. They don't want them to be informed about alternatives that can help them in terms of their medical cost or their adoption if they want to adopt. They want to rush them into a back alley butcher shop, if you will, close the doors, and kill their child and then kick them out on the street and take their money and go on to the next one. And that's why they don't want this 24-hour waiting period to the informed consent. The Florida law currently requires informed consent. This is just a mere provision that says before you have your abortion, you have to have a 24-hour waiting period. So, you know, you go in at 9 o'clock one morning and you come back 24 hours later. That's all it requires. That's it. So they're making this big fuss over it. Oh, it's an interfering with a woman's so-called right to reproductive choice, which basically is a euphemism for saying it's interfering with this woman's desire to kill her child 24 hours earlier. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so in Florida, they're challenging a law, a common sense law, while in Illinois, they're taking the affirmative approach, and abortion in Illinois is now the official state preferred, quote, choice for women in Illinois. Governor, a Republican, Bruce Rauner, disgracefully has signed into law a bill that was pushed through on a strictly party line vote just recently, went against the grain of his own party and certainly the Republican Party platform, and signed a law that effectively requires that pregnancy centers, that doctors, that everybody promote abortion and promote it to women as a viable choice. So they've chosen the state of Illinois. In the meantime, the pro-aborts there, again, strictly party line vote, are now pushing from the other angle to force even pro-life doctors and medical professionals to promote the virtues of the slaughter of innocent children.
But you know, these two organizations that are representing here in this case as well, you know, they've done long-term studies with women who have dealt with abortion, and they realize that it's not only killing a child, but it's harmful emotionally, spiritually to the woman, short and long-term.
Yeah, sure it is. I mean, you're stopping, just from a physiological standpoint, you're abruptly stopping the hormone production and the physiological changes of the body, just completely abruptly stopping that. That is why there is a connection between abortion and breast cancer, because that has a physiological change in your body that puts you at higher risk for developing breast cancer. And that has been documented in a number of meta studies, but also psychologically. Here, your body is going through changes, and you abruptly then kill your child. And then later, you may learn about what you just did. I mean, can you imagine a mother growing up and realizing what she had done, that she had killed perhaps maybe her only opportunity for a son or a daughter? You know, in this particular case, it's a common sense provision. Representative Jennifer Sullivan, who is, interestingly, a good friend of ours, the youngest female ever elected to the Florida House of Representatives in the history of Florida. She was elected at age 23. And this is her bill. She was a co-sponsor, one of the original sponsors of this bill, HB 633, in 2015. It's known as the Informed Patient Consent Bill. Sullivan also was homeschooled, and she was one person who participated in our Covenant Journey tours of Israel. She got back earlier this year in 2016, and a couple days later, she was on the floor of the Florida House. So these are rising young champions. So we will continue to defend this in Florida, but Matt, in Illinois, this other thing is reprehensible. We had a situation several years ago where we represented True Life Choice and other crisis pregnancy centers in Florida, where Florida tried to do the same thing. If you came into a crisis pregnancy center, you were required to refer them or give them information about abortion clinic opportunities. So they're coming into you for doing, a crisis pregnancy check, and counsel, and you're supposed to refer them to an abortion clinic. Well, we filed a federal lawsuit on that, and we won it all the way at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. So I believe that this law in Illinois will be struck down eventually as well. But it's reprehensible that a Republican governor, or any governor, frankly, would sign a bill like this into law.
Well, and another law in California does exactly the same thing. It's called the Reproductive Fact Act, but it's currently at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals being challenged there. But this is, Matt, this is government-forced speech against the will and against the ideology of those who are being forced to advocate abortion. Similar bills, you mentioned the one in Florida where Liberty Counsel was instrumental in helping to get overturned. But in Texas, in Austin, Texas, in Baltimore, in Montgomery County, in New York City, similar laws have been overturned as unconstitutional. So clearly what Rauner is doing in Illinois is unconstitutional, but the pro-aborts don't care. This is forced, government-forced speech.
Well, abortion is human genocide, and there's no discussion more about that. I mean, it is human genocide. What we're talking about is the destruction, the brutal destruction, the ripping apart of an innocent human life. Mm-hmm. For any government to not allow a 24-hour waiting period, as Florida wants to allow, and now it's before the courts, but for any government to force some crisis pregnancy center worker or doctor to refer out to abortions is just unbelievable. It is sin magnified being forced upon the citizens through the government. And we, the people, need to stand up and push back and restore a sanctity of human life through all levels of our society. God will not continue to remain silent in the face of innocent blood that is being shed. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Matt Barber has a brand new book called Hating Jesus. We have it available there on our website. You can go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.